I'm grateful for the opportunity to be a part of this organization, and we'll work extremely hard to continue to be a part of what's going on here, and hopefully to increase my role on the team.
What is a guy like Gary Monty, kind of being around him every day and seeing how he works, some of the other veteran guys too?
It's a huge help. Gary has been around for a while and didn't make the Pro Bowl by accident. He does a lot of things extremely well, and has helped me in a lot of different aspects of my game, transitioning from college to professional. You know, football is football, but there's, you know, a lot of nuances that change when you make that kind of a jump. So he's been a great resource for me.
What's kind of your off-season plan? What do you feel like you need to get better at this off-season?
Yeah, first and foremost, recovery. You know, it's a long season. Your body needs to rest. So there's not going to be much going on for 2 weeks at least. But at some point, middle of January, I'm planning on moving down to New Jersey and training with a guy there that I've had a lot of success with in the past. What's up, Gary? How you doing? My full-time job will be training. I'm not planning on doing much of anything else other than getting healthy, getting stronger. I haven't actually gone into an off-season healthy before in 2 years. This will be my first time in 2 years. So it'll be big for me, you know, to have that opportunity to come back and show who I really am.
What's that guy's name?
Pablo Ambrosio.
He's a trainer.
Yeah, he's the head of Inspire Performance Academy down in New Jersey.
Okay. Yep. When we talked to you earlier, you talked about you're learning a new position.
Uh-huh.
So how's that learning experience gone, or how did it go, and then what more can you do coming back next year?
Yeah, the learning experience has been good and gradual. I feel like I've gotten better at playing tight end. I think probably the biggest transition was blocking in the trenches. There was a lot of things I got away with in college, technique-wise, that weren't right because I was one of the biggest guys in the Ivy League. Blocking guys in the NFL is a little bit different, and my technique was exposed a little bit. So I think probably the biggest place I needed to improve and have improved was blocking technique, and that's an area I need to continue to take jumps in to be a bigger contributor on the team.